the gatekeepers, they start to train the gatekeepers when they're young, you know. They're always indoctrinating new people from a child, you know, and they're testing to see who will compromise for the compromise the truth for lies, you know. It's almost, where do these people come from? You know, where do these agents come from? The agents, they come from other agents indoctrinating from a child. That's where they come from. Gotta join the club. If you think about it, why do they always have these clubs, fraternities, sororities? It's all a test to see where a person's bent is located, where they're bent. Are they bent towards the truth or bent towards lies and fake reality? Master manipulators. I wish we'd have known this when I was younger. I would have avoided a lot of trouble. Do you believe the Bible or do you believe your own understanding? That's what it comes down to. These narcissistic, demonic, malicious, shape-shifting devils all around you. Looking for prey, always looking for prey. If you look at the news lately, all the craziness on the news, husbands and wives killing each other, and teachers messing with the kids, and all kinds of stuff. All kinds of weird stuff going on in the news lately. Either pull the sheet over you, the sheet or the blanket over your head and hide from it, or you go out and face it. You got to have some recovery time, but you also have to figure out how to face this thing. Because God put you down here for a reason. He birthed you into this place. So if he wants you, if he puts you down here, then he wants you to face off with it, face to face. Good versus evil. The secret is don't let them pull you into their game. Keep your boundaries up. See if they can cross your boundaries, they pull you into their little world, or they try to get into your world, and that's when the chaos shows up. Their world is nothing but chaos. They hide it. They're not going to tell you, but their world is chaos. All you do is listen to them intently and closely and look for their abnormal words and contradictions that they say. Just pay attention. They always going to contradict themselves. It's not going to make sense. Something's not going to add up. Don't rush into anything. The more you just stay in third gear, you don't have to move. You go from first gear, second, third, and fourth, and fifth in some cars, I guess, the newer cars. You don't have to go to fifth gear every time. You don't have to go to fourth gear. Just stay in second, third gear. First, stay in first gear for a while, month or two. Second gear, month or two. Third gear, month or two. Just stay in low gear for a while. Low profile. when it comes to this financial thing, you don't have to eat as much as you used to. I mean, you don't have to eat that much, really. You could actually eat less, lose weight, and be healthier. You don't have to be on the go all the time. I took some people with some Uber runs. They were going to the science center. They were going to the game room. They were going to the skating rink. They were going to the go-karts. They were always having to go somewhere to do something so-called fun, when you can walk around the block and have just as much fun just walking around the block. Go to the mall and just walk around. When I was a kid, I walked around the mall and had this weird psychological thing I was dealing with I don't know how long it lasted. I don't know if it lasted 6 months or a year or what. It's like, but it was related to my upbringing, where people were narcissists. They didn't care about nobody but themselves. So I went to the mall and thought, nobody can see me. I mean, I knew they could see me, but they didn't pay attention to me. It's like, they don't even care if I exist, you know? It was a phase, but I think it was probably a longer phase than I realized, the way I was raised, because people really did not care about anybody else but themselves. I noticed that. They wouldn't talk to you. They wouldn't have conversations. It's like, and as I got older, I realized, because they didn't know what they were doing. If you don't get saved, think about it. If you're not really saved, born again, gloriously saved, it's all about some fake reality that you're living in. How can you have a normal conversation if you're in fake reality, you know? And those who become an adult and they're not saved and they're having conversations, if they're spiritual at all, it's a new age demonic thing. The devil's always trying to, just like you give out the gospel to get people saved, the devil's got yoga. He's giving out yoga and all that stuff. Put people into the fake world, you know. Cut this off, I gotta bark.